Never too busy for you, my darling. You know that.
You are too kind to me. How has the new year been for you? I mean, like, now we're 22 days in. Did you do a New Year's resolution or anything?
Nope, I did not. Here's why. It's because I always find that every time I set some sort of New Year's revolution, I'll stick to it for the first, like, I don't know, 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I did really good. And then I take the next 11 months off. So I decided not to set that up, set myself up for failure. And I'm just going to try to do the best I can.
There we go. I like that. And you're on tour right now with Stephen Lee Olsen. It's the Country Night in Canada tour. You guys have a couple stops in Alberta. So what can we expect from your performance, and how has it been on the road so far?
Girl, we are 6 days in. We've been rolling. And let me tell you, it has been unbelievable so far. The response, the crowds have been so engaged, so electrifying, and showing up for me and Stephen. And I don't know if you've ever seen a Stephen Lee Olsen show, but oh my God.
Oh yeah.
It is insane.
So what can we expect from your performance? Because you are coming to Alberta. So for all the people that are going to see you guys, what is something we can expect from the show?
You can expect to leave with moments. And that's one of the things that I love about collabing on this show with Stephen, is we want to leave everybody with something to take home, something that they're going to remember. Mm-hmm. So throughout the show, there are so many cool little tidbits. You get the chance to come into my life a little bit, and Stephen opens up, and it's just we got some very, very, I don't know, to me, very special moments. Excited to go through with y'all, man.
Also, you have a brand new song out, Just Like You. Can you tell us what it's about?
Oh my God, this one, Brooklyn, this one is so special to me. And let me tell you why. This one I wrote about my big brother. Me and my big brother's relationship has always been so tumultuous. It's always been battle, this, battle, that, at every turn. Point where I never thought we would be friends, you know? And some things happened in our family that, you know, were out of our control, that were, you know, very trying for the family, but it almost forced us to get close. Since then, him and I have been inseparable. He's, to this day, one of my absolute best friends on the planet. I have never been able to kind of show him or tell him exactly how I feel about him. So I wanted to pay some homage to my brother love him in the best way I know how, you know?
Something that I did also want to touch on is that you do have your own podcast called Mental Health Mondays with JoJo Mason. And I feel like over the years, more people are feeling more comfortable talking about mental health, because I remember even like 5 years ago, it was such an odd topic to bring up. Like, you weren't really allowed to talk about mental health. And now it's kind of out in the open. How come you wanted to make this podcast?
Oh, because I was going through it. And I know through my experiences that it's so much easier to go through it with other people.
Mm-hmm.
I did the whole by myself thing. I don't deserve to be happy if I can't figure out my own problems thing, and that was just such a toxic place to be. And I wanted to do something for myself, so I can kind of create a bit of a community, but mm-hmm. I kind of figured that if I was going through it, maybe somebody else would be going through it too, and they could connect, and they would also feel like they're not alone as well. And hey, I know that's what I needed, so I was hoping somebody else needed that as well, and turns out we all need that.
Yeah, we all need it.
so that was the thought behind the podcast. And we got a whole bunch of other things coming in the works surrounding mental health that I'm very excited to announce, but I can't announce quite yet. But a lot of good things happening, my darling. And mental health is I will always be an advocate.
I believe it. And so if we do want to take a listen to the podcast, where can we find it?
Anywhere you get your podcast, girl. Shoot.
Perfect.
That's my girl. I got you.
Awesome. And then so after the tour, what do you have coming up for the rest of the year? I mean, we are right at the beginning, but I feel like you're always busy. So what do you have coming up?
I have an album we're working on. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not supposed to tell you guys yet, but for you, I will fill you in. So February 7th, we have an album on the way. It's six songs, three of which are released already, three brand new. And this is me. I'm at a point now, Brooklyn, where in my life I've had to make some of the hardest moves and changes that I've ever had to. Mm-hmm. And it's been so, so, so worth it. Before it was hard, I lost a lot of people that I truly cared about in my team, and some relationships are no longer, you know, in my world. However, I named this album Betting on Me, because that's what I've done for the last 24 months, and things are starting to roll in the direction that I want them to. I'm taking back my power, you know? So that's what this album means to me.
My very last question, it's going to be pretty hard. Where can we find you on social media?
Ooh, y'all follow me, JoJo Mason Music. I do my own socials and everything, so y'all holler at me anytime, okay?